Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Temura daf Yud Ches. We left off on daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis on the first wide line, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Today's shiur is also sponsored by Mayor Penstein in honor of BKNW's Magide Daf Yomi. And for making the shiurim available online, we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Yesterday, we began the third parak of the Masechta, and we were learning all about how the vlados and the tmuros of a shlamim can have all of the same halachos as the shlamim. And we saw a source yesterday that said, im zachar, im nekeva. And from there, we learned that zachar includes vlados, that nekeva includes tmuros. Im zachar, im nekeva includes also even vlados or tmuros of balei mum. And we said, what type of balei mum are we talking about? That's where kadam hekdesha mesmumam. So right now the mother is unable to be offered as a sacrifice because she is a balmum. However, it is a balmum. However, the offspring can be offered as a sacrifice because of the limud in the pasuk. Today we're going to see a different source for that halacha. And then we're going to encounter a couple of mishnayos about, first the machlokas, about what we saw yesterday, whether a vlad shlamim can be brought as a shlamim or not. And then the next series of mishnayos are going to talk about other karbanos and whether the vlados and the tmuros of those karbanos have the same halachos as the original karban or whether they have different halachos from that which apply to the original karban. So again, let's pick up again from Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are on the first wide line. It is the fourth to last word on the line, Bahai Tana. So says the Gemara, Bahai Tana Maisi Lamehacha. And this Tana learns from the following place. Rak Kadashecha, Elu Tmuros, Asher Yulacha, Elu Havlados. So we see an inclusion to Tmuros and Vlados. Tisu, Vasa, Yachal, Yachniso, Lebesa, Bechira, Vyimna, Mehemayna, Muslim, Kadesha, Yamusu. I might think from the fact that it says Tiso Basa, you should bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, that what happens is you bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and you make sure that they do not eat food or that they have any sustenance, and therefore you ensure that they are going to be left to die. Tamalomar Vasisa Losecha Basar Vadam, Kederech Shata Noeg Ba'ola, Ata Noeg Bitmura. So we see just like you are Noeg with an Ola, in other words, you bring it on the Mizbeach, so too you're Noeg with a Tmura, that you bring it on the Mizbeach, Kederech Shata Noeg Bishlamim, Ata Noeg Bivlad Shlamim. And just like you're noeg by a shlamim, i.e. you bring it as a karban, so to your noeg by a vlad shlamim, also you bring it as a karban. Uvitmura, and also with a tmura of shlamim. So yachal kal kachim kain, I might think that this applies to all kachim. Tamalomar rak, divri Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's rak, it's only by the ola, it's only by the shlamim, it's not by all kachim. Rabbi Akiva omer ina tzorech. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need the miyad of rak to teach me this. Hareyu omer asham hu karavain tmurasa kreva. Because, for example, by asham, it says in the pasuk, asham hu. What does it mean, asham hu? It is an asham, meaning it alone is an asham, but the vlad or the tmura of an asham cannot be brought. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar Tisa Vasa Yachal Yachnisa Levesa Bechira. So we had a Havamina that if you have a karban which has an offspring, which has a child or a tmura, then I might think that you bring the offspring or you bring the tmura into the Beis HaMikdash and you just let it die. So how could that be possible? Minotese, how in the world could that be possible? Akiva the Gemira Chamesh Chatos, Hanoch Makriv Karvi. We learned that there are five chatos that are left to die, and included in those five chatos are Vlad Chatos and Tmuras Chatos. We don't have Alach Lemoshim Sinai by any other korban that the Vlad or the Tmura has to be left to die. So how can you possibly say that that's true? Says the Gemara, well, I might think that they could still be left to die because Ma'adatei Mechamesh Chatos Mesos Bekol Mokom. I might think that Alach Lemoshim Sinai is that the five chatos, including the Vlad Chatos and the Tmuras Chatos, have to be left to die no matter where they are. And these are left to die only, but specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, Kamash Malan, that these are not left to die at all. So Amar Mar Yachal Af Kol Kachim Kain. So said Mar again. Says the Gemara again, delving into that brisa. I might think that the same halacha applies to all kachim. Tamalomar Rak kadashecha. So says the Gemara, the darshaning the pasuk, it says rak kadashecha only by the specific karbanos mentioned, i.e. the shlamim. We saw a reference to an ola, which we'll get to in a second. Only by those karbanos is the vlad and the tmura considered to be like the karban. By other karbanos, the vlad and the tmura are not considered to be like the karban. Says the Gemara, vlad deman. What type of vlad are we talking about? Ida ola, if we're talking about a vlad of an ola, zacharud. An ola is a zachar, and it can't have a vlad. Vlav baraludayu, and it cannot give birth to offspring. Vida chatas, it can't be a vlad chatas, because gemiri la delamisa kaime. Because we know that the vlad chatas is left to die. Ida asham, it can't be the vlad of an asham, gemiri la delariyazla. Because we know that the asham, the vlad of an asham, has to be left to graze, and then develop a mum, and then you sell it, and you buy karbanas ola with the proceeds. The chol shabachatos mesa ba'asham roeh, because we have also a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that whenever the chatas is put to death in any of those circumstances by an asham, it's not left to die, rather it's left to graze. Vilchasa gemirila lemisa v'kra, so says the Gemara, liolam b'chatas, really we're talking about by a chatas. Vilchasa gemirila lemisa, you're right, even without the rock and the pasuk, we would know that the vlad chatas and the tmur chatas are left to die, because after all, that is the very halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. V'kra l'mutei la'akrava. However, the pasuk comes to exclude them from eligibility to be offered as a karban. In other words, there's a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that they die, and the pasuk says you can't bring them as a karban. Says the Gemara, that makes zero sense, because part and parcel of the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that they're left to die is obviously that they can't be brought as a karban. Says the Gemara, v'abah atalia, but they are dependent one on the other. Kivan de lemisa azla memela lo karva, because they are left to die, memela they cannot be brought. Ela ilchasa lechatas v'kra lemiyute tmuras asham. Says the Gemara, you're right, so we're going to back away from that. The halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is by the chatas, and the pasuk is to be memayet the tmura of an asham. Says the Gemara, but I don't need a pasuk to be memayet that. Hanami hilchasa gemirila d'amri kol shebechatas mesa b'asham roeh. That's also halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, because as we just said a minute ago, the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is that whatever by a chatas the din is it's left to die, by an asham the din is that it's left to graze. Ela krami boile di over the makriv. So the pasuk comes to teach us that if you were over and you were makriv as a korban, you violate an asay. So in other words, we have over here the basic halacha that the chatas or the asham. Rashi says that this halacha is both by the chatas and the asham, that the chatas and the asham have to be left to die or to graze on account of the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. But if you offer them as a karban, notwithstanding that you violated the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, then you are over in aseh, because it says rak kadashecha, that it's only the tmura of an ola or a shlamim, or the vlad or the tmura of a shlamim, that you are allowed to bring the vlad or the tmura. However, whatever you, any other karban, for example, the chatas or the asham, you are not allowed to bring the vlad or the tmura as the karban. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Omer in a tzarech. Hu karav vein tmura so kreva. Rabbi Kiva says we don't need the miyad of rak, because from the fact that it says asham hu, it says that we know that it itself is brought as the asham, but its tmura is not brought as the asham. So says the Gemara, lamali krav el chusa gemirila. Well, still, why do we need a pasuk of asham hu as a miyad to teach me that only it's brought as the karban, but not the tmura or the vlad? This is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, says the Gemara, because right, the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is that wherever by a chatas it has to be left to die, by an asham the halacha is it has to be left to graze. Says the Gemara, in a chinami el akra lamali. So why do I need a pasuk? Mi baile lich the Rav Huna, because we needed to teach me the halacha of Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna asham shenita klareiya. Because if we have an asham that is left to graze, it's put out to pasture to graze and develop a mum, v'shachato stam, and you shecht it stam, kosher l'shem ola. It's going to be kosher l'shem ola, because you are not intending to shecht it l'shem asham. So nitak in, it's only when it's consigned to grazing that the halacha is that it's kosher l'shem ola, lo nitak lo. But if it's not consigned to grazing, then it still has the status of an asham, and therefore it would not be fit for an ola. So my time, hu bav yasan yehu. So says the Gemara, that's the drasha. Hu bav yasan yehu. In other words, until it's set out to graze, to pasture, and develop a mum, it still has the status of an asham, and therefore, even if you shecht it stam l'shem ola, it is not going to be a good korban. Says the Gemara, we had now two sources that teach me that the tmuras ola and the vlad ola and the vlad and tmura of an asham can be brought, and they take on the same status as the mother animal. Says the Gemara, "L'hai taina de kayalif mehani kroy, typically mizachar v'nekeva." Why does the Tana, who learns it out from this source that we've been talking about in today's daf, where it says rak kodeshecha, why doesn't he learn it out from imzachar imnekeva, which is the source that we saw yesterday? Says the Gemara, "Humi boyle levad balimumim l'tmuras balimumim," because he needs imzachar imnekeva to teach me that halacha by a vlad balmum and itzmuras balmum. But typically kula mehai kros. So says the Gemara, "Well, why don't we learn everything from that pasuk? What we saw yesterday was that from the word zachar we included vlad, from the word nekeva we included tmura, from the word im zachar we included a vlad balmum, and from the word im nekeva we included the tmuras balmum. So why can't that Tana learn everything from the pasuk? Why does he need that pasuk to teach me only balmum and tmuras balmum, and from rak kodeshecha he teaches me the basic halach of zachar vlad rather and tmura?" Says the Gemara, "Because im lo mashmalei, because he doesn't darshan the word im." Says the Gemara, "Lahai tana denafkalei mizachar nekeva tisa basa mayavale." How about the Tana that we saw yesterday that he learns it after the pasuk of zachar nekeva? So tisa basa mayavale. What does he do with the pasuk of tisa basa? So says the Gemara. Afilu memereyasa lashan achar mimergarayu, that you have to take an animal even from pasture or even from threshing. What does this mean? So this is a basic halacha that applies not to vlad and tmura at all. What it means is, let's say yontif is coming up and you have to go up to Yerushalayim to be Ola L'Regel, and whenever you are Ola L'Regel, you have to bring the animals that you are mechuyev to bring as a karban. So I might think you're getting ready to go to Yerushalayim, and it's a big pain in the neck to get the animals ready because the animal's out of pasture or the animal is threshing, and so you might rationalize in your mind, I'm not going to bring it up now, I'm going to bring it up later because right now I'm busy with the animal. Kamash Malon, Yontif comes, you got to bring it right now by the first Yontif. That's what they learn from the pasuk of Tisa Basa. Has nothing to do with the halacha of Vlados or Tmuros whatsoever. This is according to the Tana, who learned the source of Vlados or Tmuros from the pasuk of Im Zachar Im Nekeva. Okay, says the next Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Vlad Shlamim Yor Lo Yikrav Shlamim, that a Vlad Shlamim cannot be brought as a Shlamim, rather, says Rashi, but you have to put it in a pen and you let it die. Says Rashi, this has got to be a gzera d'rabanan. We're going to see in the Gemara what the reason for the gzera is. It's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai, because the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, i.e. the din d'oraisa, was said dafka by the vlad chatos, but not by a vlad shlamim. But we see over here now a machlokas. Yesterday we saw a Mishnah that said the vlad shlamim is brought as a shlamim. Now we're saying Rebbe Elazar says that the vlad shlamim has to be left to die. The chachamim omrim, but the chachamim, who's the shita that we saw yesterday, yikrav, they say that it is brought as a karban. Some Rav Shimon lo nechleku al vlad vlad shlamim v'al vlad vlad tmura shlo yikrav. They don't argue about the second generation vlados of shlamim or the second generation tmura, that they are not brought as a karban. Al ma nechleku al vlad. They're arguing only on the first generation offspring or tmura. Rebbe Elazar omer lo yikrav. Rebbe Elazar says they are not brought. V'chachamim omrim yikrav. And the chachamim say no, they are brought. Now the Mishnah brings an edus. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papayas, al vlad shlamim sheyakrav shlamim, that a vlad shlamim should be brought as a shlamim. And Amar Rabbi Papayas, ani meyich oisolanu para shel zivchei shlamim. I saw that we had a para that was designated as a shlamim, v'achlanu b'pesach, and we ate it on Pesach, v'achlanu vlada shlamim b'chadg. And the vlad shlamim, which Rabbi Elazar says is left to die, but the Chachamim say is actually brought as a karban, we brought the vlad of the shlamim that we had brought on Pesach, we brought that vlad on chag. We'll see in the Gemara which chag we're referring to, but in any event, Rabbi Papayas gives an edus that we bring the vlad shlamim as a karban shlamim. Says the Gemara, Amrav Ami, Amrav Yochanan. My Talmud, Rabbi Elazar, what's the reason for Rabbi Elazar Shita, Amar Krav, im Zevach Shlamim Korbano? Ve'im v'lo vlad. It says im v'lo vlad, not the vlad shlamin. So amar le'rav chiya barabba l'ravami elameyata im al todo yakriveno chanami de'im v'lo vlad. So maybe when it says im al todo yakriveno by a korban toda, maybe I should darshan the same thing, that it's only im, it's only that animal which is brought as the korban, but not the vlad. Says the Gemara v'chitem achanami, and if you want to say that, and if you want to say, yes, you're right, that it is only the animal that's brought as the toda, but not the vlad. We're going to see in later on in the daf, Tanya vlad tumar so bichulufel minayin tamalomar im al toda mikol makom, that we use the im as a riboy to teach me that the vlad and the tmura and the replacement of a korban toda, which is what happens if you are mechuyev to bring a korban toda, you then lose the animal, you have to substitute the animal for another, for a replacement, and then you wind up finding the original animal. How do you know that you bring all of those animals as a korban toda? Because it says im al toda mikol makom. So when it says im shlamim, im zevach shlamim korbano, it can't be a mia to be mamayit vlad, because it's actually a riboy to be marba the vlad. Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Chiya Barabba, Rav Yochanan, Hainu Taimed, the Rav Elazar, Gzeira, Shami Yigdal Meyem, Adorim, Adorim. It's a Gzeira, the Rabbanan, lest you come to raise generations, like herds of Karbonos Shlamim. What's the issue with that? So says Rashi. So it's a gzeira. So it's about 3/4 of the way down, maybe a little bit more. Dirur maskel gzeira. I amrit vlad shlamim yesh lo takana. If we said that the vlad shlamim has a takana, meaning it can be brought as a korban, osi leshlui le'aim ad shetele v'yagdil adorim min avlados. You would let the animal with the mommy shlamim, you would let her continue in existence, continue to live, until she raises, until she gives birth to many, many children. And we're afraid that you are going to violate Giza Vavoda. You're going to come to shear them and to work with these animals, but these animals are kachim, and they're also by Giza Vavoda. But if you have a whole herd of animals, a whole flock of animals, we're afraid they're going to come to violate this halacha. V'toda, hainu taimed lo gozer, b'shem d'toda lo shchicha k'shlamim. Says Rashi, oh, so if I'm going to be gozer by a korban shlamim, then I'm not going to let the mother stick around long enough to give birth to many offspring, because we're afraid that you're going to come to violate Giza Vavoda. Because the Vlados have a Kedusha, why are we not afraid of the same pitfall, Lagabe Yakarban Toda, says Rashi, because we only make Xera when it's Shchiach. And also, Lo Shchicha, Lo Gazre Berabanan. This is Lo Shchicha, a Toda, because a Toda is not nearly as common as a Korban Shlamim. So again, back in the Gemara, for our purpose, the whole reason for Rav Elazar Shita and the Mishnah that Vlad Shlamim Leyakrav Shlamim is a Gzera, lest you come to raise a whole flock of offspring from a mother Shlamim animal, and you're going to violate Giza Vavoda on those animals which have a level of Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Amr of Shimon lo nechleku. So we saw in the Mishnah that everybody agrees by the second generation offspring or second generation Tmura that they cannot be brought. When do they argue? By the first generation. So Amr of Shimon lo nechleku, Iboilu, Heichetani lo Heichetani. How do we learn this? Lo nechleku shalo yikrevu. Is it that everybody agrees that you don't bring the second generation Ella? In other words, nobody argues that you don't bring it Ella yikrevu, but rather everybody agrees that you do bring it. Odilma lo nechleku shalo yikrevu Ella lo yikrevu. Or is it that everybody agrees that you? Nobody argues and says that you bring it. Rather, everybody agrees that you don't bring the second generation. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava mistabro lo nechleku shalo yikrevu Ella yikrevu. Oh, it's mistaber that that nobody argues and says that you don't bring it. Rather, everybody agrees that you do bring it. My taima, what's the reason? Says the Gemara as follows. Ad kan lo pligi Rebbe Elazar ela de Rabbanan ela bevlad. When does Rebbe Elazar argue with a chachamim? It's only by a vlad. Avol vlad vlad akroi ba'almahu, but a vlad vlad is akroi ba'alma. In other words, it's not so common that you would actually have a second generation offspring, and therefore it's a milsud lo shchichi, and therefore the rabbana didn't have to be gozer. But Rabbi Shulman Levi says just the opposite. Amar lo nechleku sheyikrevu ela lo yikrevu. No, nobody argues and says that you can bring the second generation. Rather, everybody agrees that you cannot bring the second generation. My time up. What we just said? What's the reason for the gzeira of Rabbi Lazar? Ad kano pligi rabbanon ala the Rabbi Elazar ela bevlad. Avo vlad vlad mitoch maseh mikeres machshavos odul gadol kaboy. The whole reason for Rabbi Elazar shita was exera that maybe you're gonna raise flocks of animals that come from a descendant that descend from a mother who's a shlamim. Now, if you leave it, if you leave the animal around long enough to make a second generation vlad, then that's the biggest proof in the world that you intended to leave the mommy shlamim around to give birth to generations of offspring. And that's dafka when we're afraid that you're gonna come to be, you're gonna come to giza and avoda of those animals. So of course, in this case, we're gonna be gozer and say that the second generation certainly you're not allowed to bring as a karbon. Says the Gemara Vayter now, flipping over to Yud Ches Amud Beis. Tani Rav Chia L'Siyoi L'Rav Shua Ben Levi. That Rav Chia brings a brisa to support the shita of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. And Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, who said that nobody argues that you bring the second generation, rather everybody agrees that you don't bring the second generation. Im Kesev Hu Makriv, Vlad Rishon Karav, Vlad Sheni Ein Karav. So Im Kesev Hu Makriv, he learns that the Vlad Rishon is brought, but the Vlad Sheni is not brought. Hu Karav Vein Vlad Kolakachim Karav. And also it is brought, in other words, the Vlad Shlamim, but not the Vlad of all other Kachim. So Vlad Demai. So what other Kachim are we talking about that it has an offspring? Id Olava Asham Zacharimim, Velo B'nei Vladim. If it's an Ola or an Asham, those animals have to be male and therefore they're not capable biologically of giving birth. Id Chata Silchasa Gemirila Delamisazla. If it's a chatas, then we have a lochel Moshe Misinai that it's left to die. Amravina leyesuye vlad hamu seres. What it comes to include is vlad hamu seres. What's vlad hamu seres? So Rashi says we're talking about meiser behema that you designated the 10th animal as meiser, and that animal was in a keva, and after that it gave birth to a baby. So it is not brought; rather, it is left to pasture, and it can be eaten. By the balim once it develops a mum, like meiser, that it's eaten once it develops a mum. So here we're not talking about bringing as a karbon because the meiser is not necessarily brought as the karbon. Rather, we're talking about a situation where the vlad has the same halacha as the mother, just like the mother meiser behema is eaten to the bialim can eat it once it develops a mum. So too, the baby animal that's born from that mother, which was designated as meiser behema, it is eaten with a mum. Says the Gemara, Vlad Museres Lamali Kra, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that Vlad Museres, the baby, is treated like the mother? Avara Avara Mebicharka Gamarla. We know this halacha from Avara Avara Mebichar. We have Xerishava, and a Bichar is not brought either. The Vlad of a Bichar is not brought either, because a Bichar is a Zachar, and therefore we already have a source for the way the Vlad of Meiser is treated from this word Avara by Bechar. Says the Gemara, it's Rech Salka that the Chamina ain't done an Efshar Mishi Efshar Kamash Malan. Because I might think, how in the world can I have Xer Shover from Meiser to Bechar to teach me something about the Halacha from the Vlad? That by Bechar, it's impossible to have a Vlad because the Bechar is a male. By Meiser, the animal's a female. So how in the world can I learn Halacha from the Vlad of a female animal from the Vlad of a male animal, which is an impossibility? Kamash Malan, yes, we make that Xer Shava. Says the Gemara Vayter. Heyed Rav Shimon Rav Papayas. Says the Gemara, Ula Rava Demar Kachim Kivan Shavar Aleim Regel Echad Kol Yom Veyom Over Aleim Baltacher. There's a machlokes how long you have in order to satisfy your obligation to bring karbonos. Whether you have to satisfy the obligation before the next upcoming regel, or whether you have some number of regalim that you can let elapse before you violate Baal Ta'achar for failure to bring the karbon that you are owing. So says the Gemara, but according to Rava, who says that when you let one regal pass and then already you violate Baal Ta'achar, so how could it be that they brought this animal as a shlamim, it had a vlad on Pesach, they brought the animal as the shlamim on Pesach, it had a vlad, and then they didn't bring the other animal until Chag, which is Sukkot. How could it be that they let Shavuos pass by without bringing the animal? According to Rava, they would have been over on Baal Ta'acher. Ula Rava demar kachem kivan shavar aleim regel echad kol yom v'yom over aleim b'Baal Ta'acher me'atzeres boyim l'michle. They should have eaten it on Shavuos. Samar Rav Zvid mishmei de Rava kagon shaya chol b'atzeres. We're talking about a situation where he was sick on atzeres. Who was sick on Shavuos? So as a machlokas we're showing him, either the animal was sick and therefore you could couldn't bring it as a korban, or the Bailam was sick and he couldn't beat Ola L'Regel. So he was out of the game on Shavuos. Come Sukkis, he's going to have to use this animal as a korban. Rav Ashi Amar Mai Chag, Nami Diktoni Chag Shavuos. No, when we say Chag, even though, yes, you're right, ordinarily in all of Shas, and in all of our Mesorah, Chag means Sukkis. Over here, Chag means Shavuos. Vidach, and the other Mandi Amar says, it can't mean Shavuos. Kol Eicha Diktoni Pesach Tani Atzeres. You know what we call Shavuos? We don't call Shavuos Chag. We call Shavuos Atzeres. Whenever we refer to Pesach, we always refer to Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Iachi Maya Seduce. So if it's in that case, what exactly is this testimony about? Says Rashi, Ma Seduce the Rapapayas Maya Salashmina the Bishlami Yamrat Aichag Sukkis Uvatzeres Lo Avichola Aser Rapapayas Lafukim the Rava. If Chag means Sukkis and his Ukimta is that when Shavuos came and went, he was not a choles. So I understand Rav Papias is giving us an edus against Rava, because Rava says you have to bring the animal by the next Chag, which is Shavuos. Rav Papias is saying, no, we didn't bring it by the next Chag. We left it around until Sukkos, and then we brought it. So I understand that he's giving an edus against Rav Papias. But if Chag means Shavuos, so what exactly is the edus? Says the Gemara, what's the edus? Lafukin medru lazar. Demar vlad shlomim liyakrav shlomim kamasidu karav. It's what all of us probably thought the edus was when we learned the Mishnah, that Rav Elazar's shita in the Mishnah is that the vlad shlomim is not brought as a shlomim. Comes from Papayas and Ismaya that yes, the vlad shlomim is brought as a shlomim. Okay, says the next Mishnah, vlad toda tmurasa, the vlad of a toda and its tmura, vladan, their vladan, in other words, second generation, vlad vladan, adsof kaladoros are elu ketoda, they are all like a toda, and Rashi says, v'krevim necholam liyom v'layla, they can be eaten for a day and a night, and also the Mefarshim explain that they also have all the other halachos of a toda, in that they require smicha and nesachim accompanying the karban, uvavad shein tunan lechem, however, these other sort of subsidiary todos do not require the lachmei toda. Lachmei toda are the 40 loaves that ordinarily accompany a toda offering. Only the initial toda requires those 40 loaves, not all of these subsidiary or secondary todos. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, because we learn as follows. Ma'o Omer, Yakrivenu, it says, Yakrivenu, Mafrish Toda, V'avda, let's say if a person was Mafrish the Toda, and then he lost it, V'ifrish Acheres Tachteos, then he was Mafrish another one to fill the place of the first one, V'nimse Sarishona, in the meantime, the one that was lost was found, and now he has two animals in front of him, V'arish Te'em Omdos, Minayim, Sheza Shiyurtsi Yakriv, how do I know that whichever one of the two he wants to bring, he could bring V'lachmeimo, and he has to bring one of those animals with the lechem, with the lachmi toda, tamalomar toda yakriv, yachalte shnayim tudon lechem. I might think that the second one also requires lechem to be brought with it. Tamalomar yakrivenu. So it says yakrivenu. Achas vloshtayim, only one of them is accompanied by the bread, not the other. Minayin l'rabos vlados tmuros v'chalifos. How do we know to include the vlados, the tmuros, and the chalifos if the toda has an offspring, or if you make a tmuras toda, or the replacement toda can also be brought? Tamalomar ve'im al toda. That vim al toda, and that's the ribui that we saw earlier in Amud Aleph, that means that all of these other animals are brought. Yochol yu kulan tuna lechem. I might think that they all require the lachmei toda. Tamalomar al zavecha toda. Toda tuna lechem v'lo v'loda v'tumarasa v'chilofeo tuna lechem. That only the basic toda, only the initial toda offering requires lechem. These other subsidiary and secondary toda offerings do not require lechem. Says the next Mishnah. Now the next korban. Tmuras ola, the tmura of an ola, vlad tmurasa, the vlad of the tmura of the ola, and we say vlad tmurasa is, for example, where the ola we know has to be a male offering, so you designated a male animal as an ola, and then you made a tmuras ola, but the tmura is a female, so now the tmura is giving birth to babies. So vlad tmura, so vlad vlada atzof kol olam areyelu ka'olos. They all are all like olos. They have the same din as the ola. In that tuna hefshefinituach, they require skinning and dismemberment limb from limb. V'kolo leishim, and they are fully burnt on the mizbeach. Now hamafresh nekeva, so hamafresh nekeva. And when we say kol elisha, that they're burned on the mizbeach, we should say that you bring the animal on the mizbeach for a korban ola only if the vlad is a zachar. But if the vlad of the tmura is in a keva, then what do? You have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it. And then you buy a zachar animal, you buy a male animal, and you bring that male animal as a korban ola. Again, because an ola has to be a male animal. Now, mafresh nekeva la ola v'yalda. Let's say you were mafresh in a keva as an ola. So you went against the halacha, because the halacha says that the ola has to be a zachar. You went ahead and you were mafresh a female animal as an ola. V'yalda zachar, and then it gave birth to a male animal, says the Gemara, Tanakama, Yira, says the Mishnah, rather Tanakama, Yira ad sheyistoev, that you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, v'yimkor, and you sell it, v'yavi v'dam of ola, and you have to buy an ola with the damim of, with the proceeds of sale of that animal. Rav Elazar Amar, hu atzma Yaakov ola. Rav Elazar says, what's the big deal? You set aside an akev as an ola, that was improper, but now it gave birth to a male animal. A male animal is fit for use as a korban ola. You already told me in the Mishnah that the offspring of an ola has the din of an ola. Good, so just use this male offspring as a korban ola. What about the Tanakama? Why does the Tanakama say that you have to let it graze? So there were some say that the sheet of the Chachamim is on account of Gzeira, because it's a sort of a penalty that we're assessing on him, because he had no business designating a female animal as an ola to begin with. However, there are some say that it's a din d'oraisa. The din d'oraisa is one of dichui, is one of eligibility versus non-eligibility to be used as a korban. So dichui means that once something is pushed away from being able to be used as a korban, it remains ineligible forever. Now, because an akeva is not roi for an ola, it is dichui, it is dochui from the mizbeach. It itself cannot be brought as an ola. And therefore, anything that comes, may koach, that animal which already was nidche, is also dachui from the mizbeach. And therefore, the animal itself, the offspring itself that comes from this animal, is the product of a dichui. Therefore, it cannot be brought as a korban itself. Says the Gemara now. So Mishnah Reisha de lo Polig, or Mishnah Seifa de Polig. Over here we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by saying Tmura Sola, the Vlad Tmura, it's brought Harelu Ka'ola, and it's brought as a carbon. Then we say that a Mafresh Nekeva, that if you were Mafresh Nekeva, now we have a Machokas, Rav Elazar, and the Tanakama all of a sudden. So how come they argue only in the Seifa, not in the Reisha? Zamaishna Resha de Lopolig, Gamaishna Seifa de Polig, Samarava, Barbrachana, Bamachlokesh Shnuya, Rabbi Lezer, maybe they argue, the Tanakama argues, the Chachamim argue in the Resha as well, but in the Resha of the Mishnah, Rebbe only taught us the Stam Mishnah was the Shita of Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, no, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, no, maybe the Resha even is the Shita of the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligela the Rebbe Lazar elagabe mafresh nekeva laola diime lo kreva. When do the Rabbanan argue? Either, as we just saw, they make exerid Rabbanan, or there's a concept of dichu that operates when you designate the mother animal, the female animal, as an ola, where it itself is ineligible to be an ola. Therefore, they're going to argue and say that the offspring cannot be brought as an ola either. Aval tmura diime. However, by the tmura of the animal, in other words, what this means is, by tmura dime, in other words, lavi me mamish, says Rashi, ela hektish rishon shaba elu kula mikochu karav de zachar havi. So if you designated a male animal as an ola to begin with, and then you made a tmura, that tmura animal happened to have been a female and gives birth to a baby, that animal could be brought as a korban because the initial ola in the chain was a male. When are the Chachamim going to say that the animal itself, the baby itself, can't be brought as an ola? That's when it came from the koach of a female, where the initial designated animal was a female inappropriately. However, where the initial designated animal was a male, they would agree. Aval tmura dimei nami kreva filu rabbanan modei. Even the rabbanan would agree that the tmura of this type of animal, and the vlados of the tmura can be brought because the initial animal was a male, and therefore it comes mekoach male, so therefore it itself can be brought as an ola, and therefore in the reisha of the Mishnah there is no machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Elazar. They would agree to the shita of Rav Elazar. They argue only in the seifa where you designated a female animal improperly. So we'll leave off here. We'll pick up, God willing, from this place in the Gemara tomorrow.